This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. And I know I've been posting a lot, but I feel like we're in a time of seriousness. I believe this is the most critical time the body of Christ has faced since God poured out His Spirit in the book of Acts and formed the church. And so I want to talk to you about what God is revealing and what God's bringing forth, because it seems like so many people that is getting by them what God is speaking and what God is requiring of His people at this time. And I'm not trying to be rude, but if all you're getting out of what God is revealing and out of the Word of the Lord to the nations and these visions that I've been talking about, if all you're getting is that we need to come together and pray, well, then the devil's got your eyes blinded and your spiritual senses are dull and you're walking in lukewarmness, because it goes so much deeper than that. And if you have not listened to the service Sunday on the Word of the Lord to the nations, then you need to go to our website at worldrevivals.org, and you need to click on our YouTube channel and go and listen, and then listen to the other two or three visions that the Lord had me put out there, because all these are tying in to one purpose that God has purposed. And God has not brought these visions to light, and God has not stood the world still so God's people could come together and pray. There's a deeper purpose, and what God is striving to do is right now bring the body of Christ together. I'm talking about from all over the world, He's wanting to bring the body of Christ together. When the Lord spoke to me Sunday morning, March the 22nd, and brought the word of the Lord to me that He was behind this. He's behind this virus. He's behind everything shutting down. It's been at His ordination, at His will. And God has done this. The enemy don't, Satan don't have the power to do this. He may attack you with sickness and disease, but this has shut the world down, and it shut the world down so God's people could come together in one mind for one accord, one heart, one spirit. You know, the Lord spoke in His word in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 10th verse, that there should be no divisions among us. There's not to be any schism in the body of Christ, but we should come together, have the same judgment, the same mind, and speak the same thing. And men are divided. Doctrines of men have got people divided, and it's not pleasing to the Lord. So the Lord has shut the whole world down to bring His people together, to bring them, according to Ephesians 4, into a unity of the Spirit. And there's it goes on and talks about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who is above all and through us and in us all. And then later on that fourth chapter, it talks about the unity of the faith. So there is but one faith, and God's trying to stand us still and bring us together, not just to pray, but to pray for unity, to pray for God to have His way in this time. If all you're going to do is pray for God to stop this virus, then you're wasting your breath. God's not going to stop this virus just because people get together and pray and ask Him to. He's not going to do it. He's ordained it. He's created it. He's put it in the earth. He stood the earth still. You show me somewhere down through history where God has caused the whole earth to stand still other than right now, and He's done it for His body. He's done it for people to get in prayer and seek the face of God and cry out for true doctrine, true revelation, true wisdom of His word, to bring us together in one mind for one accord, and to cry out for this last day outpouring of the Holy Ghost to visit the church. There is an outpouring of God's Spirit listed in Joel 2:28 that God said it would come to pass in the last days. Joel 2:28 is not talking about Pentecost, but I ain't got time to get into that now. Joel 2:28 is talking about the latter day outpouring of the Holy Ghost to restore His people back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And it's time for us to get our head out of the sand. It's time for us to go to prayer and ask God to give us a mind and a heart to worship Him, a mind and a heart to let God teach us His true doctrine, and to come together in prayer, but to pray for the restoring of the faith, the one that was once delivered to the saints, to pray for God's people, get the division out of us, get these doctrines of men out of us, and bring us together in a unity of the Spirit that we can fight for the unity of the faith. So in 84, the Lord took me into the book of Ezekiel, and I was praying, had to minister that night. And so I was at my mother-in-law's, and I was sitting on the couch there. I'd been doing some fasting, was getting ready to break the fast. And I think I was drinking some hot tea, but she lives on a big lake. And as I was sitting there looking out over that lake, the hand of the Lord carried me out into a huge valley. And I saw exactly what Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel 37. I'm going to begin at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto the bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sin you upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Well, what I saw was this valley of dry bones, and there was a great shaking, and bone rose up off the ground, and bone come together with its bone. I didn't prophesy to him, but I saw the effect of the prophecy. And in verse 7, he says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, shaking, and bone came together, bone to his bone. And I just didn't see an elbow find a arm bone or a wrist bone, but it came together with a bone from which it came from in the beginning. So I saw all these bones come together, and I saw this great army of skeletons stand up on their feet, and God put sinew and muscle, and then he covered them with skin, and they were standing there on their feet, but there was no life in them. And the Lord asked me, he said, do you know what you've seen? I said, no, I do not. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you've seen the body of Christ coming together. Well, there was a quickening of the Spirit of God went down inside of me, and I started shouting and praising God. But I was young in the Lord at that time, and I didn't really understand what God had shown me. And that was in 1984. That was 36 years ago, children. And somewhere along 2013 or 14, I was still pastoring at the church in Fort Payne, Alabama. And God spoke to me and spoke in prophecy and said that he was bringing the body of Christ together all over the world. And so the other morning, Sunday morning, as God brought this word together in my spirit about the word of the Lord coming to the nations, and God standing the earth still for us to come together in prayer and seeking his face, the Lord spoke to me and said, this vision that I gave you about the body of Christ coming together, it's for now. It's for this day. because I'm pulling my whole body together to bring them together in a unity and one mind for one accord, one heart, one spirit to purify the doctrine. And so if you aren't getting a hold of this, then I'm telling you, your spiritual senses are dull. It's not just prayer. It's coming together to seek God as a body for a pure doctrine, a clean doctrine, a holy doctrine to be placed within us so we can come out of this thing with a doctrine and a word that God's going to anoint like he did on the day of Pentecost, pour out of his spirit with a soul-saving miracle, deliverance, healing, revival that's going to go forth across the face of the earth. God ain't doing this to shut us down. God is doing this to put the body of Christ together, and he's brought it back to the foundation. He stripped it down. He's going to purge the doctrines of men out of us and build us back in truth. A little bit later on, the Lord reminded me of a vision I had in 2009. And I posted all these online. In 2009, I'd been fasting. This was the 28th of June. It was on a Sunday morning. I'd been fasting that whole month, seeking God. And we were at our church in Fort Payne, Alabama, Word of Faith Deliverance Tabernacle. We were in the last day of our youth rally. We had young people there from all over the southeast, probably, I'd say, 200 or 300 anyway. And I was under our youth pavilion there praying for the service that morning. And the Lord took me out in a vision. First thing he done was speak to me on the word of the Lord. And I'm going to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I know all y'all can quote this. Some of you probably just started quoting it right there, and that's fine. But it doesn't do any good to quote scripture if you don't know the effect of it and what God's doing with it. But I'm going back to 2 Chronicles 7:12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ear attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. So God spoke this to Solomon, and God started speaking this to me, and I was listening, and I just more or less thought in my spirit, you know, yeah, Lord, I know what you're saying. And the Lord rebuked me. I mean, sternly and sharply rebuked me and said, you do not know the power of the word as it is written. He said, when you believe the word that is written and it is anointed by my spirit, said that word is powerful and it gets things done. And as the Lord spoke that to me, he took me out into a vision. And I saw our economy, and I've told this, I printed it in a newsletter somewhere around 2009 or 10. I've told this many places, so this is not something I'm just making up and throwing in here. But I've told this in many places over the years, but I saw our economy as a big whirlwind, and it was spinning, but it was digging down into the ground. And the Lord spoke to me and said, as my people go to prayer and seek my face and obey these scriptures in 2 Chronicles 7, he said, I am going to move. And so I saw people begin to pray, and I saw our economy digging into the ground, and I seen this big hand come down placed on the right side of this whirlwind, and it began to slow down. And the more people prayed, the more pressure that hand applied to the side of that whirlwind. It was like a big break, and that thing kept slowing down and slowing down, and it come to a stop, and seen it sit there for just a few seconds, and then it started going back the other way. and spinning up, and our economy began to come up, and America began to prosper, and the Lord said that He would move for His people and prosper them and bless them so that they could prepare for some of the things that's coming on the earth in these last days. So that's all I know to tell you, but the Lord spoke to me Sunday morning because, you know, we were in some economic hard times in 08, 09, 10 when I had this vision. I thought it was for then. And, you know, I told people about it, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, that vision I showed you, He said, it's for right now. The way your economy's digging into the ground, He said, it's for right now. He said, and my people will pray and cry out to me. He said, and ask for a unity, ask for the will of God to be done. This is not just for you to pray and get a prayer life. This is for the mind and will of God. When and where has God ever brought the world to a standstill and incorporated me? He's incorporated these two visions in them, these two visitations. So God is talking to us, and He's trying to get people to focus on prayer and seeking God for this visitation of the Holy Ghost that God told us He would give us. He told us He would give us this outpouring of His Spirit, and I've been preaching on restoring of the Holy Ghost, to restoring on the fivefold ministry, the government of the church, restoring of the power and the authority and the anointing back to the church. I've been preaching on this and telling these visions continually ever since 2016. But I have preached about a new thing in God ever since 1994, because that's when the Lord first started dealing with me that He was going to do a new thing. So we've come out of a generation. We've come out of a dispensation. We're going into a new generation. We're going into a new dispensation. And everything right now is we are having to be led by the Spirit of God where to go and what to do. And with this coming on the earth, everything's in chaos. Everything's in confusion. It's like a dark cloud has sat down over people, and people don't know what to do. Ministers don't know what to do. And so that's why I'm telling you, don't just jump and say something. Don't just jump out here and start putting things out if you don't know the mind and will of God. Because God has brought His will and His word into our spirit. He's given us the word of the Lord. He spoke a prophecy at the end of that service Sunday, just 2 or 3 minutes long. And He said people would hearken to my voice. He said He would cause this thing to pass quickly, and it'd be as though it never happened. And I'm expecting that. I'm expecting God to bring people together. And we've got a meeting planned the end of April, April 22nd through the 26th in Fort Payne, for people to come together in prayer and seek God for direction and how God's going to bring us out of this thing. And we've had this planned for 2 months. So God has got all this in line with what He's doing. You say, well, Brother Metter, what if it ain't over? Well, all I know is what God put in my spirit. If it ain't over and He tells us to postpone it, we'll postpone it. But I'm telling you, it is up to God's people as to what they do, how obedient they are, and how they follow the word of the Lord to the nations, and how they follow what God is teaching us as to how quickly this thing is going to be over. So if you want this thing to end, get in prayer. Come together. Come together in one mind. Come together in one accord. Start crying out for God to reveal Himself and teach us how to move forward. This does not have to keep devastating the world. It does not have to keep devastating our nation, because, children of God, our nation is not going to take a whole lot more economically. It's going to go under. So we need to get in prayer and petition the Lord to talk to us and bring us into unity, bring us into wisdom and understanding, bring us into one mind and one accord, the same doctrine, the same mind, the same judgment. This ain't about you. This ain't about what you believe. This is about having a teachable spirit and let the Spirit of the Lord teach you. You can say, Brother Metter, I know the truth. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things I thought I knew the truth on that over the last several years, God has opened my understanding to things that I didn't have understanding on. And it's opened my eyes to a lot of working of the Spirit and how God's moving. So don't be stiff-necked. Don't be hard-hearted. Don't be dogmatic. and get in prayer and seek God for unity. Seek God for the unity of the Spirit. In Ephesians 4 and verse 3, seeking for the right doctrine and seeking for the unity of the faith to come forth. So I pray this has been a blessing to you. I'll probably be speaking on this in the days ahead because I want people to come together. God did not give me this word and explain this and bring these two visions to my attention, one of them 34 years ago, 36 years ago, another one 11 years ago, and then God bringing the word of the Lord to me and explaining all this and telling me what he's doing. God did not do this just so we could come together and pray. There's a whole lot more at stake here, and it's the body of Christ coming together in a unity of the Spirit, striving for the unity of the faith. So I pray this word gets a hold of you. I pray it gets in your spirit. I pray it gets down in your heart and your mind, and you fervently and earnestly seek the Lord, because one of the last things the Lord told us in that prophecy, and this was on the 22nd of March, he said, for my people to come together in 30 days of intense prayer. And so we started Monday seeking the face of God. We're crying out with a fervor. We're crying out with a passion. We're asking God to teach us how to pray, teach us what to do, teach us how to move forward. Because children, everything's changing. God has not brought the world to a standstill to have something to do. God has brought this world to a standstill because he's going to bring his people forth in a visitation that we've never had. You go back to the prophecies all the way back to 2016, and God started speaking that he was going to change the course of man in the earth. Well, God has stood man still so that he can change our course. God has given us a course correction. He's given us new leadership, new wisdom and understanding. As we come out of this crisis, you're going to see men of faith and power, men like Peter and Paul. You're going to see men like Moses and Elijah. They're going to come forth with the word of the Lord to lead us and guide us and order our steps and direct our paths. So we need wisdom and understanding, and we need to know how to be still and hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches. I pray this word has got a hold of your spirit, getting down in your heart. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you so much. And I pray for God to touch your very soul, your very heart, your very mind. And if this word is being a blessing to you and it's giving you direction, it's giving you hope and strength, please support us. There's a ribbon under the bottom that tells how to notify us. It tells how you can get our podcast on Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. It also tells you how to get, we're posting videos 2 or 3 mornings a week to help you in your dedication, just 6 or 7 minutes long. There'll be a great strength to you. Please do this. Get some discipline. Get some strength. Let God help you. And let's pull together and come together as a body that God can order our steps and teach us. I pray your strength. I pray your peace. And I pray wisdom and understanding come to you through what God's doing. And may God bless you till our next broadcast.